This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhar with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says Nepal and China share a long history of economic, cultural and people-to-people exchanges. Silence period for the election of Vice President commencing from midnight today. And truck plows into pedestrians, killing two in Canada. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda said Nepal and China share a long history of economic, cultural and people-to-people exchanges. Addressing at Nepal-China Business Forum organized by the Confederation of Nepalese Industry, CNI, and China Council for the Promotion of International Trade in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Dahal said, the relationship between Nepal and China has deepened over the years through regular exchanges of high-level visits, stating that Nepal is firmly committed to One China policy. The Prime Minister further said, cooperation between our two countries has expanded in various fields. China has been providing generous support in our development efforts. Prime Minister Dahal informed that the government of Nepal had requested the Chinese side to help enhance productive capacity in a range of products of our comparative advantage and enlist vegetables, meat products, tea and herbal products in the General Administration of Customs of China, GACC. The silence period for the election of the Vice President will be commencing from midnight today. According to the Election Commission, the election silence commences from 48 hours before the day of voting and it will remain in effect until the closure of the polling center. No election-related publicity and promotional activities are allowed to be held during the election silence or pre-silence period. The voting for the election of the Vice President is scheduled to take place on March 17. Astalakshmi Shakya, Pramila Kumari Yadav, Mamata Jha and Ramshai Prasad Yadav filed their nomination for the Vice President's election and Pramila Kumari withdrew her candidacy, announcing that her support will be for Ramshai Prasad. The Rana Tharu community in Kailali and Kanchanpur districts are marking their Khakha Dahera festival today. The spokesperson of the Ministry of Internal Affairs and Law Bishnu Datta Awasthi said, on the occasion of this festival, the Sudur Paschim Province government has announced a public holiday for today in the two districts. The Khakha Dahera festival is marked on the last day of the Holi festival. As per the tradition, the Rana Tharu observes the Holi festival for 8 days in the name of Judo Alive Holi, Mareko Dead Holi and Khakha Dahera. Bandrika of Malika in Baklung district, a village near to the district's headquarters, is reeling under a crisis for the shortage of drinking water for years. Supply of drinking water here has become a political slogan, but the issue of drinking water supply has never been addressed. A school in the village has not even quenched the thirst of its students. However, the ward chairman of Baklung Municipality 5, Hari Prasad Sharma, said that a plan to ensure safe drinking water in the village is in its final stage. The vultures, known as nature's scavengers, are alarmingly on the verge of extinction with dwindling nestling habitat compounded by a host of other factors in the hilly districts of Sudur Paschim, including Paitadi. The vultures are vanishing due to climate change impacts, shrinking habitation, use of medicine and for lack of prey. Siddhan Dham area of Patan Municipality 8 and wards number 3, 4, 8, 9 and 10 as well as Sigas Rural Municipality 7 and 8 are the main habitat of vultures. Likewise, Purchaudi Municipality is also considered as an appropriate site for vultures settlement. Ornithologist Hirulal Dagaura said that vultures are no more visible in their main settlement sites lately. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Two people have been killed and 9 others injured after pedestrians were hit by a pickup truck in the town of Amqui in Canada's northern Quebec. The driver of the vehicle, a 38-year-old local man, was arrested after turning himself into the police. Investigators are still trying to determine if the incident was a deliberate attack. It comes just a month after 2 children were killed when a bus driver drove into a Montreal daycare center. The two people killed are said to be a man in his 70s and another man in his 60s. Canadian media reported that children are among the injured being treated at the local hospital. In February, a driver rammed a bus into a busy daycare, killing two children and injuring several more. The authorities in Malawi have said the death toll in Tropical Storm Freddy rose to 99 yesterday, with 85 deaths recorded in the city of Blantyre alone. The country is struggling to contain the effects of the storm, which has wreaked devastation, particularly in 10 of the country's southern region districts. Heavy rains, accompanied by strong winds, have destroyed houses, washed away roads and bridges, flattened crop fields, and disrupted power generation. The storm has crippled power generation capacity, with most parts experiencing prolonged blackouts. The National Power Generating Company says it is unable to restore power with its hydropower plant off due to the accumulation of debris caused by flooding. Weather experts say heavy rains and flooding will continue today as the storm is expected to begin withdrawing from Malawi back to the Indian Ocean on Wednesday. The Malawi government has declared a state of national disaster in the most affected districts. The leaders of the US, UK and Australia have unveiled new details of their plan to create a fleet of next-generation nuclear-powered submarines. Under the AUKUS agreement, Australia will first receive at least 3 nuclear-powered submarines from the US. The pact is aimed at countering China's influence in the Indo-Pacific region. Beijing said the major naval deal hurts peace and stability. But U.S. President Joe Biden said the deal was aimed at bolstering peace in the region and stressed the submarines would be nuclear-powered, not nuclear-armed. Under the deal outlined yesterday, members of the Royal Australian Navy will be embedded at U.S. and U.K. submarine bases from this year to gain the necessary skills to use the submarines. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Isolated brief rain or thundershowers likely to occur at a few places of hilly regions of the country and at one or two places of the Tarai regions of the country. Similarly, the division stated the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly area and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. Isolated brief rain or thundershowers is likely to occur at a few places of hilly regions of Kosi province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says Nepal and China share a long history of economic, cultural and people-to-people exchanges. Silence period for the election of the Vice President commencing from midnight today. And chalk blows into pedestrians, killing two in Canada. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.